This morning, we want to talk about an event coming up here this weekend in the area. Of course, we're right in the middle of the holiday season, so many things going on. And one of the best parts of the holiday season, the smells and the tastes. We love good food. Carol Schwartz in with us here this morning, representing the Atlantic Does, and they're having their holiday cookie walk coming up here this weekend. A lot of good smells.
A lot of good smells. And lots of different kinds of smells.
I bet. Now, who bakes the cookies?
All of our doughs do.
Really?
Yes. I give them a call, and they have to supply 3 to 4 dozen cookies for our cookie walk. And we have all kinds of different cookies.
So now, who does what, and who, I mean, do they have the, can they just do whatever they want? They just have to bring so many dozen, they can just create whatever they'd like.
They can create whatever they like. And we have frosted Santa Clauses, we have frosted snowmen, we have star cookies in shapes of stars with different colors of frosting. I mean, you name it, we have it.
I guess some of them get real creative.
Yes, they do. They really, really do.
I'm sure you'll find some traditional, some things
absolutely.
That you would expect, and then maybe some more creative ones.
Yes, yes. And we have all different kinds, flavors. We even have the traditional chocolate chip cookies. So if you're not into a lot of frosting and Christmas cookies, we have the traditional chocolate chip, too.
Do some brownies or bars sometimes sneak into
this?
Oh,
there's always candy.
Oh.
We have fudge and peanut clusters, and we have the rolled-up balls that has the Rice Krispies in them. I don't know what they're called, but we always have those, too. So, you know, it's not just for cookies only. It's whatever candies that they come up with. They might even come up with peanut brittle and just some fancy brownies.
Sounds like a lot of calories.
Yeah. Well, who's counting at Christmas time?
Christmas calories don't count.
Didn't no, we
anything?
Took all the calories out.
That's the way. See, the does are looking out for us.
Yes.
Very good. This is coming up again, as I mentioned, this weekend. It's Saturday, December 9th. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the old Armory, the Atlantic American Legion Memorial Building. It's at 201 Poplar Street here in Atlantic. So you said you give everybody a call a few weeks ahead of time and give them their assignments and things.
Right.
Is that kind of the sum total of the preparation for this, or do you work on this a while?
We work on it for a while, and advertising is the last thing that comes about. You know, we do it the week of.
And here we are.
And here we are.
So how many doughs will participate? How many dozen cookies will you have?
Oh, if every dough brings 3 dozen, and we have some elderly doughs, too, that don't like to bake. So like myself and a few others, we go above and beyond so that we have lots more cookies. So, but hopefully they will give us, a donation. And all of our money goes to our nonprofit and our Doe Scholarship Program. So we really want to make this a successful cookie walk because we need the funds for our organization.
Now, you skipped right around my question.
Oh, I did.
How many dozen cookies
do
you have?
Well, I hope to have at least 50 dozen
in
there.
Oh, wow. Oh, good.
So,
So now I've seen cookie walks before. Is it pretty much what I expect, or do you have a different method?
No, it's pretty much what you expect. We have them. We are going to try it a little different. Last year we did it in baggies of 2. This year we're going to try baggies of 6, and then we weigh them and we price them out for a price. I'm not sure what we're going to do for price of cookies. Everything keeps going up, but I think we did $11 last year, and we might have to up it to 12, but that is something we'll discuss before the cookie walk. And
I guess there would be some folks who come back year after year who probably have their eye on the same cookies that they enjoyed the year before.
I'm sure they do. And hopefully we have them there. So
got to come early.
You got to come early. Yep. The earlier the better, because the best ones go first.
Not that the last ones are bad ones.
That's right. But the decorated cookies and the Santa Claus and snowmen and things like that, they go first. So
you betcha. You get the pick of the bunch that way.
Yes,
to enjoy those. Carol, you talked about the money raised going toward the scholarship program and local nonprofits. Do you spend a lot of time working to make sure that money that you raise gets out into the right hands?
Oh, yes. We do the fire department. We do Meals on Wheels. We do all the schools for gloves and mittens, we just have lots of. We do donate to the library, just all kinds of nonprofit.
Money raised turns over locally.
Yes, absolutely, it does. It stays in our community.
Very good. Talk a little bit about the Does. How long you've been involved?
Oh, gee, many Christmas. I became a Doe in 1979. I came on the floor in 1982, and I've been on the floor ever since. So I've been a long lifer when it comes to the Does organization. And it's a enjoyable organization. We have lots of good ladies and I love them all.
How did you get involved? Why did you get involved?
Why did I get involved? Well, my dear friend Bev Nelson asked me to be on the floor, and I started out as a flag, and then I progressed through the chairs. I've been Doe's president 2 years, twice. I'm in my second term of being conductor. I've got next year and 2025, and then I will be done with my 10 years. And then I might just go off the floor and just come and watch everybody else do it.
And help bake cookies.
And help bake cookies, that's right. And do whatever else I need to be doing.
Exactly, very good. I assume there's always room in the room for more.
Oh, absolutely. And if anybody wants to join our organization, we always got applications out there, and you can contact any Doe and become a member. We would love to have new members.
Who can be a Doe?
Anybody. As long as we used to be able to, you have to be a wife or of a Doe, but I don't think you have to anymore. I think you can get into the organization without your husband being a Doe. You might have to know somebody or reference, but anybody will reference you.
Sure. So the process is really pretty easy. If someone wants to know more or wants to get involved, just ask.
That's right. And we have a very low fee, $25 a year. That's pretty cheap.
What's expected of someone who joins?
Nothing, just attending the meetings and just be active when you're asked to bring salads to funerals or desserts to funerals and the cookie walk. And that's about it.
Be as active as you want to be.
Yes,
exactly. But be helpful.
But be very helpful.
Because that's part of the organization's mission.
That's correct.
Yeah, very good. And you guys do a lot more than this. I mean, the Does are involved year-round in different projects.
Yes, we are.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good. But this one takes center stage right now because it is the holiday season, and what says holiday like cookies? We love those. Coming up Saturday again, this Saturday, December 9th, in Atlantic is the Doe's annual holiday cookie walk. Give them the details.
It is at the Armory from 9 to 1. The Armory's on Poplar Street in Atlantic, and all the proceeds go to our nonprofits and our Doe scholarship program.
And you missed the most important part.
this Saturday.
Get there early.
Oh, get there early.
Get there early.
Early,
we
want to
stress that. Get early. You betcha.
Okay.
Be the first in the door. That way you get the best bunch.
That's right.
Very good. The annual cookie walk sponsored by the Atlantic BPO Dose. Thanks for coming in, Carol. Appreciate it. Carol Schwarty's been with us here this morning visiting about that cookie walk this weekend. Hey, enjoy your holidays. There's plenty of holiday left. Make sure you don't miss out on something fun.
That's right.